Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. And if there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Isn't that amazing? Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Come as a Bridegroom, from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. This song came to me on September 18th, 1990, long time ago now. A dear friend named Christy had endeared herself to Melinda and me by simply coming to our home, helping Melinda with the children on more than one occasion. Christy was both a friend and a servant, which made it quite easy for me to go to the Father for her when she asked me if I could write a song for her upcoming wedding from the viewpoint of the bride welcoming the groom to receive her. Christy's desire was for her wedding to Van to be a picture of Jesus, the bridegroom, and of his love and desire for his bride, the church. As I went before the Lord, this song came to me. And on that day, as Christy came down the aisle, Van went to meet her, went out to get her, halfway up the aisle. And I believe many saw the glory of the Lord that day, as well as his intense desire and love for us, his bride. When we were lost in sin, Jesus did that very thing. He came as a bridegroom, washing his bride clean and presenting her spotless, sinless before the Father. God ordained marriage between a man and a woman to be a representation, a picture of this reality. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, said this in chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. That was the work of the cross and the deep love of God that sent Christ to the cross for us in the first place. We were the joy set before him that drew him to sacrifice himself for us and cleanse us from our sin and give us a brand new identity. Hallelujah! It may be difficult for a man to see himself as a part of the bride of Christ, but if we, as men, can see ourselves as part of the church, the body of Christ, then we have an easier time comprehending the power of what this means for us. He is coming for us. As we live our lives out here on this earth, we should be in a constant state of preparing ourselves for his arrival as our bridegroom, just as Christy prepared herself for Van to come and get her. Matthew 25 verses 1 through 13 says this, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oil in flasks along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the prudent answered, 'No, there will not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later the other virgins also came, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open up for us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.'" We don't know when he's coming, y'all, but we do know that we need to be ready for him, right? As you listen to this song, allow the cleansing power of this glorious truth to permeate your entire being as you prepare to meet your bridegroom, the bridegroom, Jesus Christ.
Let's just give all the glory to God now, and I want to remind you right now of who you are. We are the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. Tonight, Holy Spirit, would you just show us what that really means even more than we knew before we came tonight, Lord? Father, what I mean by that is Just get us ready. Show us what it's going to take to get us ready. I thank you for the body of Christ you brought here tonight. Let me just fit in my place, Lord, that your body might work. In Jesus' name, amen.
Surrender, Lord, to your arms.
Father, we come to you as the bride of Christ, and we present ourselves to you, asking you to wash us clean, make us pure and spotless. We know we are by virtue of the blood of Jesus Christ, but help us know how to prepare ourselves to meet you face to face in that day. In Jesus' name, amen. Let this serve as a practical reminder to all the men out there listening to this podcast to love your wives by laying down your lives for them, just as Christ did for us. Even if you're single, the principle is still the same. Lay down your life for those you minister to, just as Christ loved the world and gave himself up to serve or to save us from our sin. Ephesians 5:28 through 33 says this, "So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one hated his own flesh, ever, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband." Guys, there is a lot of wisdom in the words of Paul to the body of Christ. Let's just lay down our lives. Let's respect others. Let's be Jesus to those around us. And let our marriages reflect the glory of God's love for his bride as we live our lives out loud for others to see. That's a big deal, guys. And it's simple to do. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my wife, beautiful Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I have had to get creative in the way I get my message out there, but I'm doing it. And through a wonderful new technology, I can do even more, but I need your help. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. If you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron. I'm just asking that for you today, if you don't mind. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you again for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of this song, Come as a Bridegroom, from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.